Welcome back to the show, gentlemen, 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 gentlemen. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
It is, man. It is also an awesome day when you can get a brother that you know from way back then who has made it and hasn't forgotten who they are, still shining like never before. Mm. We got Christian Keys on the phone line. Big Chris, how you doing, sir?
PA, what up, though?
Oh, that's that Detroit in it right
I
there.
See. I see. He in the mix. He in the mixy mix. Okay.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, y'all?
Man, I can't even call it, brother. So happy to hear your voice, man. Just thrilled. How you been doing?
I'm good, man. I couldn't complain if I wanted to make up some stuff to complain about. I'm on the blessing of being on several shows at the same time. That's wonderful. I'm on 3 or 4 shows right now. And God kept harassing me in a very polite way to go ahead and put this album out. So I did it. It's recorded. The first single is out. It's wedding season, so it's perfect time for Under That Veil. People are receiving it and loving it. And the video just came out. So, man, I'm so blessed right now, PA.
Wow, that's good to hear. Let's talk about the song. Did you write this because you get married?
I didn't get married. It was more so just trying to manifest what I want. You know, sometimes you got to write the vision and make it plain, like it says in the scripture, and just declare what you want. I'd love that for me. My son is 20 now, so I'd love to have a wife and another child or two and all of that, you know, but, cause I'm experiencing all these great things in my life. And I'm as a single black man, I don't have a woman to share it with, and that would be wonderful. So the song was just more so I wrote it to declare what I want, put that energy out to the universe.
Oh, wow. Hey,
that's fantastic, bro. You say you want to do it all again, 18 more years.
I've tried to shoot the club up, man. I'm still young and healthy. I can make another offspring, hey, but I gotta be married first.
That's right. A whole lot of targets out there. You done with target practice though. You ain't practicing no more.
Yeah, but he quiet.
Oh,
on
oh okay, he got quiet.
So Christian
got quiet.
How do you know?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, you broke up. So that's why I was asking a question.
Oh yeah, he said you.
So you're done with target practice.
You're done with target practice.
Oh, I'm done with target practice. Okay. Yeah, I date. I'm a grown man, so I date on purpose now. Like if I can't see my person, my woman being under that veil, then what's the point of us dating?
Wow. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, wow, like you date on purpose, in your purpose, with purpose. Otherwise, what's the point? I'm too grown for distractions and to be wasting time. Like, God's blessing so many areas of my life. It really would be nice to have somebody to travel with instead of taking vacations by myself.
You take
going
vacations,
to see these concerts with these amazing people, opening for amazing people, and I don't have a woman, you know, there. My number one fan, and I'm her number one fan, and I don't have that, so I'd like that.
Man, we about to start a contest, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. That's Christian, man. Why are you single, then? I know the girls be on you, bro, and I know you done seen some good ones.
Yeah, but at this time, PA, like I said, you got to be careful with everything that's going on. You got, you know, people, you know, accusations and people setting actors and athletes up and
industry,
you know, some of them cats are actually misbehaving, and I'm watching everybody else's mistakes, and I'm just trying to learn from theirs so I don't have to make the same ones. But, you know, all energy isn't good energy. All money ain't good money, and all affection ain't good affection. So I want to make sure that I'm responsible with the currency of my time, my emotion, my love, my affection. You know, that kind of thing. I don't want to spend it somewhere where it's not a smart investment. I want to make grown man moves and move on purpose, man.
Right. Mm. Wow. I don't know if I could be in your shoes, bro. It's tough on me in my perspective. I don't know I can imagine what it's like for you being single in Hollywood, nice looking, you know, good credit, got some money going on.
Responsible, take
responsible,
took care of child.
Empty
already.
Nester,
know what to do.
Rob,
I believe we can make some bread off of that somewhere, bro.
It's, you remember the first Matrix when Neo was dodging bullets?
Uh-huh.
It's that.
Uh-oh.
It's because you don't know, you know, why people are there for you. You don't know if they're there for you because they believe in you and want to spend time with you and get to know the real you, or whether or not they're there for what they can get from you. You know, this bag or this flat screen TV or this pair of heels or this trip. Or this, you know, whatever. And I'm cautious with my energy. Like, you can't let certain... There's a reason, PA, there's a reason you've been in my circle for more than two decades.
Exactly.
I trust you. You're a friend. Exactly. And I know I can I know I can trust you and rely on you to be who you are.
Right. Vice versa.
And you don't know if people are genuinely being who they are or if they're pretending to get close to you so they can get something out of you or accuse you of something. So I'm just moving cautiously, man. I'm just being careful.
Damn. Mm. Wow. Rob.
So it is that simple.
Well, it's savage out there.
That is that simple. For Christian Keys, what are you looking for in a woman?
Authenticity. The same thing that women look for from us. I don't need to be right all the time. I just need to be heard. So, you know, it's got to be a space of peace. It's got to be a place where we both can be heard, both can have conversations, both can be right, and it's okay for both of us to be wrong. Mm. A grown, adult, beautiful, black relationship. And I'm not sorry. I'm not settling for anything less than something peaceful and genuine. And when I pray on it, you know, it don't get worse. Because sometimes you got to be careful. You know you got to be careful if you ask God, hey, is this really for me? Could you let me know?
Right.
Because if it ain't, he will knock all this over.
Right.
And if it is, you'll have your peace and you'll know it. But I need that, man. I need the peace and reassurance and trust and communication and friendship. That's important. For me, that's more important than aesthetics and, you know, these enhanced bodies and all of that. You know, I'm not knocking women that do that, but, you know, for me, natural women are winning. You know, so I do like that. I love the natural femininity that comes along with a natural woman.
Wow. Under the Veil, did you put some things in there in the video, into the song, that's a reflection of what you're looking for?
Absolutely. Build a beautiful life and spend it with you. I want to lift the veil. We both say, yeah. Take trips, make memories, disrespect balconies. Cause when I do get married, I'm probably going to get caught on somebody's balcony misbehaving. What else? I'm not sorry. I am not sorry.com.
Live it all the way. Out there like, hey, I might get caught. Y'all might see that.
Right.
Gonna say if I'm blessed enough to get married and I'm out there with my wife or my fiance, what they gonna say? Exactly. Other than right. Oh wait, well, okay, that's how he get down. That's the worst they can say. I'm in love with somebody and I'm expressing that love with my person.
That's
but,
right.
And the baby hair kisses, you know, I love stuff like that, man. I'm a hopeful romantic. I'm an old school romantic. I grew up on all that Temptations, El DeBarge, Prince, Luther, Whitney, you know, all them love songs, and that's what's in me spiritually and musically, so that's what comes out.
Wow. Man, this is, I see some kind of contest. I see a lot happening right now.
Yeah, that's what I say. We gotta monetize this, bro.
Hey, PA, we can raise a lot of money for Keith's free trip to Africa.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yo, that's what I see, bro.
Man, Under the Veil contest.
And PA, we talked about it. I want to go over there, man, and help support what you're doing over there, because it's a beautiful thing. So, And then on the other note, it's definitely going to be balconies and veils selling out everywhere. So that's good.
If he does go, PA, you know we're going to have to call the authorities that's armed there.
Yeah.
When we land, they're going to have to escort him around. They're going to be like, no, get away from him. We don't want these problems over here.
And I suggest you don't get married.
You know that.
I'll manage the applicant.
As soon as he touched down in the motherland, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah. And Christian, man, honestly, brother, You probably want to go there first before you get married.
Yeah, I manage your applicants. I'll make sure that the best of the
best. You know, she might be there.
I can guarantee you.
I understand God is a genius and a comedian, so I may already know my wife, or I may, you know, it's possible I haven't met her yet. So, and I've never been to the motherland, so you know I want to go. Y'all ain't got to threaten me with a good time. I'm going.
We're going to do that, bro. We're going to do that. We got to do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, PA, let me know when we taking Christian to Africa, so I make sure I be there. Cause
you want to be there to witness, huh? To take pictures. Take what he don't want.
No, I take the leftovers.
Oh, my God.
And they still be fine. So, yes. Hey, Christian, man, tell me for the last few years what it's been like, you know, dealing with COVID. Now things are back open. What has it been like for you?
It's been crazy, man, because COVID hit everybody. And, like, you sitting at home, you're not able to express yourself. You're not able to work and create. And as a creative, you know, that's my energy source. You know, I love the audacity of getting out there and bringing a character's life up off the pages. So, you know, that part is amazing to me. And, you know, when COVID hit, you know, you do get a little down, you get in a funk, you know, depression is a real thing, but then you gotta fight through it. You gotta pray on it. You gotta fight through it. You gotta touch base with your family. Between when COVID hit and this last month, man, I lost my mom and my grandmother. And, you know, it if anything now, and it still stings, it hurts. Oh, I'm probably gonna cry when I get off the phone. Right. But if I have a goal now, it's to make sure that I make my mom proud, Michelle Johnson. She adopted me 30 years ago and brought me into her family. She showed me love and taught me how to love. And then her mom, Maddie Brown, she passed last month. So within 16 months, I lost both of them. My family lost both of them. So COVID has been, you know, brutal, you know. But it like I said, I know I want to make them proud and continue to make them proud. So I'm going to keep working and make sure that I do a good job down here, giving back, being a blessing to other people, and, you know, and creating, man, creating things that I'm proud of, that I don't have to be ashamed of because I just created it for money or for a quick buck. I'm creating stuff that's going to create jobs for 150 or 200 black and brown folks, like all the Queens men.
Yeah.
You know, every time we go in and shoot a season, that's 150 or 200 jobs.
Really?
And I love that. That's one of my favorite parts. So I'm going to keep trying to make them proud, keep trying to make my son proud, keep trying to make God proud, man. I do that, and I'm winning.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, you wrote some sitcoms too, right? You did some writing.
Yes, sir. I've written probably eight shows, PA. But All the Queen's Men was the first one that that I sold, and it really is doing well. Like, we just finished season two, and there's a lot of speculation about season three, and I'm not allowed to say what I know about season three or season four. I can't, you know, I can't publicly say what I know to be true. I have to wait until they announce it. So, but it's I'm excited about that, and I love, you know, sitting down writing shows with some dope characters, whether I'm in the show or not. If you write a show and then you see it and it ends up being even better than you thought of in your mind, it's amazing, man. And you know that's just confirmation of how powerful God is.
Bro, I didn't know. I'll be honest with you, Christian. I didn't know that you created that show, bro.
Wow.
You blowing me away.
I wrote and created that show, and I wrote 85% of the first season because we were in a pandemic.
Wow.
And we didn't have a writer's room, so I literally was sitting at home writing like 5 or 6 pages a day, you know, for months and months at a time, because they would give you revisions, they give you notes, they're like, this is good, let's change that, we don't have that character, or we don't, you know, it's a pandemic, so we can't have this location, and you constantly got to make adjustments, but if either you crack or you shine, and wow. I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm going to show up, God put me right here, and he built me for this time, and he built me with the skill set that I have for right now, so what I'm not going to do is crumble, and I'm not giving up on me, and I'm going to make him proud.
Wow. Man, I'm just blown away, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just I because you're very humble. You don't talk about a lot of stuff you do. So I'm typing your name in, and so much stuff is coming up.
That's a legacy. Yeah.
And I love that. I I'll talk about it once it's done.
Pages.
But Pages. Like literally right now, we just finished shooting season 4 of The Boys on Amazon Prime, which is a bananas, an amazing, like, dysfunctional superhero show. It's beautiful. It's chaotic. It's wonderful. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. And I may end up with some music in that in this season as well.
Good.
But we also shot the next 10 episodes of All Rise, which is on Hulu. It's a brilliant legal drama. And I play an FBI agent, a husband, and a girl dad. My character on there has a daughter who's like 18 months or a year, 2 years old. That's amazing. All the Queen's Men is coming. You know, that's going to be coming up soon. And I may be in the season 5 of The Family Business. So I grab these blessings. I treat them like they're the most important thing in the world at the moment. And I think that's why people keep hiring me, because they know I'm going to show up. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to kick butt, and I'm going to go home when I ain't going to be problematic.
Right. No, no drama connected. Go ahead, Rob.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask you, Christian. You went 20 years without having another child.
Yeah.
You in Hollywood, okay? You got all kinds of women throwing stuff at you. What advice can you give some young man? Because we know where you came from.
Right.
And we've watched you grow.
Yep.
You know, watched you when you was just really singing a lot to where you at now. What advice could you give some young man that's out there and like, you know, hey, I'm gonna be in acting and I'm a sing, I can sing and da 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 da, and I'm gonna have all the women in the world. What advice can you give that child that thinks that way? That young man.
I got you. I got you. Cause y'all know me from back when I used to call and harass PA and ask to perform for free at the festival right there in Muskegon.
Exactly.
Like, hey man, can I come sing, man? Y'all ain't, I don't need no check. Just give me five or 10 minutes on the stage, please.
Exactly.
And y'all would give me opportunities, and I'll never forget that. I will never, ever in life forget that. That's why we still cool than a mug 25 or whatever years later, almost 30 years later.
Yeah, it's about 30, and, man. Yeah.
My advice to them would be, one, duck. If they throwing it at you like that, duck.
Duck.
Duck. Get down. Get behind some furniture and duck. Take your time, because what you don't want to do is be distracted by somebody who appears to be amazing and then you miss your blessings. You don't want to be distracted by something that ain't your blessing and you miss your blessings. Mm. I don't want to be investing time and energy and, you know, here's my dad and this is my brother, my oldest brother who's my hero and this is my son. I'm not bringing you to meet family members and stuff like that if I don't know that this can go the distance. And I would say use that same type of consideration, not judgment, but consideration. Is this person bringing value to this relationship? Is this person, is, yes, she's beautiful. Yes, she's amazing. Is she pulling up her table next to mine, or is she just showing up at my table with an appetite, looking to eat, looking to see what I can give her? I want the kind of woman that's going to be amazing without me. God's already doing great stuff with her. She's already holding herself accountable and pushing herself to be her best, because if she's already good or great without me, she's going to be even better with me, and I'm going to be even better with her.
Amen. That's real.
Wow.
Christian, a couple more things. I want to thank you for the song, I'm All Right. I might get a little touch. In 2019, my mama passed, and I remember playing that song. I remember playing All Right, and because the lyrics resonated with me during that time. I found my mom dead, and it did CPR, and we was able to get her back, but then she ended up passing the next day. And the words, I'm all right, I'm going through, but I'm going to make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay, I might be in under pressure, but I'm not going to break. I got faith. I'm going to keep on believing and dreaming. I can do anything, and I'm all right. I'm going to make it, man. That song, bro, you just don't know what it did to me. How it helped me believing, because I didn't think in my life I can live. And I know it sounds crazy. I didn't think I can live without my mom, man. I get choked up thinking about it. I didn't think.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. And Christian, I can attest to that. You know, me and PA been around each other over 30 years, and that song, man. And I'm like, who is that? You know, because he would play it all the time and stuff and think about his mom, man. So,
yeah,
you know, why did you write that song, Christian?
I know that song, and thank you for that, PA, and thank you for your transparency per usual. That song helped me not quit acting. It's probably 2008, 2009, and work was slow, and my transition out of stage plays, you go from the Madea stuff and being a lead in a national stage play where each play, you know, a million and a half people come see y'all. It's 30,000 people a week watching y'all. And then you get to LA and you can't get no work and you frustrated. I'm questioning God and I'm like, what, you know, I'm doing the work. I ain't out here selling my soul. Every time these opportunities come, I'm passing on them. I'm trying to make you proud. Why ain't you blessing me? And he put that song in my spirit because I was going to go back to Michigan and go back to driving truck. You know, that's what I did. That's what I did. And he was like, I don't want you to quit. And I promise you, I cried probably the whole time I wrote the song. I cried the whole time that I recorded the song. It's tough to cry and sing at the same time if you don't know.
Right.
But man, I'm grateful that he put that song in my spirit. And I've had stories like yours, PA. You know, I had a young brother tell me once that he was thinking about unaliving himself and not being here no more. And he said he heard the song and it helped him not do it.
Exactly, man.
And he told me this in public and I had to walk off around the corner, man, because I start crying a little bit because that lets you know that you're right where God needs you to be. And I had one other young lady, she told me that her mom had passed from cancer a couple months before. And that for the last month or two that she was listening to I'm All Right each day because it helped her get through it. And things like that let me know that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. So I'm gonna keep trying to listen and put out honest messages. But I needed I'm All Right. I'm grateful that everybody else it blessed them.
Wow.
But it helped me not quit. And here I am 15 years or you know, 12 years or whatever after I put the song out. And it's still blessing a lot of people, man.
It would never get old with me, bro. I tell you that. It never get old. I needed lyrics like that. You know what I mean? I needed those type of lyrics. Let me know that you're gonna make it. So thanks for putting that that together.
I think we all do. I know I did. I know I was crumbling. The weight was getting heavy, the pressure. I'm going through I had put up all my Madea money to move out here, and I'm going through my savings and I can't get no work, and the work I'm getting, either it's not challenging or not intriguing or doesn't thrill me or it's not going to make me a better actor or a better person, or it's going to cost me my soul, and I don't want none of the above.
Amen.
So I needed that song too, man. So I didn't quit, and it helped me. Matter of fact, that's probably going to be a bonus track on the new album that comes out in July.
Good.
I'm just going to reintroduce it to all the people who don't know I sing, because that song is just a powerful thing.
Yeah. Wow. Under the Veil. Now, if you know, Kenny Lattimore for you back in the day, Eric Benet, them folks, they go out and do wedding songs, man. They go out and sing at people's wedding. Would you do that? If the money's right?
You broke up a little bit, PA. What did you say, bro?
I said, would you go out and sing at the weddings if people invited you out to come do Under the Veil? Big Rob.
Yeah, would you, what he's asking you, Kenny Lattimore and Babyface go out to others' weddings and sing the song? Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely, man. I think, bro, the fact that somebody would want me at one of their most amazing moments in their life, that's crazy. Absolutely. Right. If I'm able, like, I may be filming in June. If I end up being on a new season of The Family Business, I may be filming in June and parts of July. But if I'm not, you know, would I show up because somebody invited me to sing and be at one of the best moments of their life? Absolutely, man. It would be fun. It'd be an honor.
Wow. That's good. All right, Christian, man, thank you so much. Thank you for taking out the time to talk to us. We're about to roll into your new song. I want you to introduce it for our audience.
Got you. What's going on, everybody? This is Christian Keys. Thank you for tuning in to easily the best radio station in the city. And we are about to drop my brand new song, Under That Veil. This song is for everybody who still believes in love, whether you found it or whether you're still searching. The video is out everywhere, and it is just a beautiful love song for hopeful romantics like us.
Wow. Afternoon Jams.